Extracts from Letters to Mrs. Henry, MS 77-07, August 15, 1907. Showing the relation that may be sustained toward the Woman's Christian Temperance Union by Seventh-day Adventist women of ability who have influence among the members of this organization. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, December 1, 1898. Dear Sister Henry, I am thankful that the Lord is leading you. I believe that the Lord has appointed you to do His work in His way. Let us, in our work, have faith in God and trust Him. While we may take pleasure in counseling with our brethren, an individual work is to be done which is beyond the power of any mind to comprehend. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that you have been a prominent and influential member of the Woman's Christian Temperance Union. In the providence of God, you have been led to the light to obtain a knowledge of the truth. This light and knowledge you need to bring into your work as you associate with women whose hearts are softened by the Spirit of God and who are searching for the truth as for hidden treasure. For 20 years I have seen that the light would come to the women workers in temperance lines. But with sadness I have discerned that many of them are becoming politicians, and that against God. They enter into questions and debates and theories that they have no need to touch. Christ said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Lord, I fully believe, is leading you that you may keep the principles of temperance clear and distinct, in all their purity in connection with the truth for these last days. They that do His will shall know of the doctrine. The Lord designs that women shall learn of Him meekness and lowliness of heart, and cooperate with the greatest teacher the world has ever known. When this is done, there will be no strife for the supremacy, no pride of opinion, for it will be realized that mind and voice and every jet of ability are only lent talents, given by God to be used in His work, to accumulate for Him, and to be returned to the giver with all the increase. We are expected to grow in capability, in influence, and in power, ever looking unto Jesus. And by beholding, we shall be changed into His likeness. The women's work is a power in our world, but it is lost when, with the Word of God before her, she sees a Thus saith the Lord, and refuses to obey. The great and difficult thing for the soul to do is to part with its own supposed works of merit. It is not an easy matter to understand what it means to refuse self the least place of honor in the service of God. All unconsciously we act out the attributes of our own character and the bias of our own mind in the very presence of God, in our prayer and worship, in our service, and fail to see that we are absolutely dependent upon the leading of the Holy Spirit. Self is expected to do a work that is simply out of its power to do. This is the great peril of women's work in Christian temperance lines. The Lord does not bid you separate from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They need all the light you can give them. You are not to learn of them, but of Jesus Christ. Flash all the light possible into their pathway. You can agree with them on the ground of the pure, elevating principles that first brought into existence the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Behold, said Christ, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. If He sends His disciples on such a mission, will He not work through you to open the Scriptures to those who are in error? Cherish the fragrance of that love that Christ has revealed for fallen humanity, and by precept and example, teach the truth as it is in Jesus. The Holy Spirit alone is able to develop in the human agent that which is acceptable in the sight of God. The Lord has given you capabilities and talents to be preserved uncorrupted in their simplicity. Through Jesus Christ you may do a good work. As souls shall be converted to the truth, have them unite with you in teaching these women who are willing to be taught, to live and labor intelligently and unitedly. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, March 24, 1999. Dear Sister Henry, I am so glad, my sister, that you did not sever your connection with the Women's Christian Temperance Union. You may have to sever this connection, but not yet, not yet. Hold your place. Speak the words given you by God, and the Lord will certainly work with you. You may see many things you do not approve of, but do not fail nor be discouraged. I hope and pray that you may be clothed daily with the righteousness of Christ. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, June 21, 1899. Dear Sister Henry,
my sister, let your heart repose in confidence in God. The Lord will be to you a present help in every time of need. He does not need to work through other minds in order to lead His chosen ones. He is desirous of communicating through those who seek Him with all the heart. While we put our entire trust in our Redeemer, we are perfectly safe. We have a large work to do, and we are to have respect unto the recompense of reward. And more than this, we are to use every God-given faculty, that others, through our influence and Christ-like example, may have the same respect that we have. I hope, my sister, that you will have an influence in the Women's Christian Temperance Association to draw many precious souls to the standard of truth. The Lord is drawing many to an examination of the truth, and you need not fail nor be discouraged. Sow beside all waters. These are good waters in which you can sow the seeds of truth, even if you do not dwell publicly upon the prominent features of our faith. It would not be wise to be too definite. The oil of grace revealed in your conscious and unconscious influence will make known that you have the light of life. This will shine forth to others in your direct, positive testimony upon subjects on which you can all agree, and this will have a telling influence. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia, December, 1899. Dear Sister Henry, I was greatly pleased with your letter, in which you give me the history of your experience with the W. When I read it, I said, "Thank the Lord. That is seed sowing, which is of value. I am pleased, so much pleased. The Lord has certainly opened your way. Keep it open, if possible. A work can be accomplished by you. Preserve your strength for such efforts. Attend important gatherings when you can. These occasions will be very trying seasons, but when the Lord gives His loved ones a special work to do, He sends His angels to be round about them. There are very many precious souls whom the Lord would have reached by the light of truth. Labor is to be put forth to help them to understand the Scriptures. I have felt an intense interest in the W workers. These heroic women know what it means to have an individuality of their own. I desire so much that they shall triumph with the redeemed around the great white throne. My prayers shall rise in your behalf that you may be given special opportunities to attend their large gatherings, and that your voice may be heard in defense of the truth. I dare not give you advice in this important matter. You are on the ground, and Christ is on the ground. Be assured that He will work with you and through you and by you. It ought to be a great encouragement to you in your work to think of the compassion and tender love of God for those who are seeking and praying for light. We should hold convocations for prayer to ask the Lord to open the way that the truth may enter the strongholds where Satan has set up his throne, and dispel the shadow which he has cast athwart the pathway of those he is seeking to deceive and to destroy. We have the promise, or rather, the assurance, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Ellen G. White.